what sort of training at Work Point did you get that a normal foot soldier wouldn't get?
Very, very little indeed. We had very, very little training in first aid. We had absolutely no training in orderly work. And what we eventually were able to educate ourselves to or get acquainted with, we had to learn the hard way when we got to France. But there was absolutely no training to of any value outside of marching, drilling, and being utilized to train this officer's course at Work Point Barracks.
Earlier you mentioned that the type of training you received was along the lines of improvising first aid methods in the field. Could you elaborate on that, please?
Well, if during that particular training, they utilized Macaulay planes out here. There was no homes at that time. It was just a big plane out here at the foot of Lyle Street, Hale Street, rather, in Lyle. And there'd be different ones dispatched in certain areas across the plain. Then we were detailed off, probably in pairs, and we were assigned to go out and locate any wounded where we surmised there might be wounded. And if, when we come across anyone, there was a note left with them giving details of what their casualty was. Then we had to use our own discretion and imagination, or what little training we did have, to improvise and do what we could for them, and get them back to the dressing station or the first aid post, the first aid post would be the first in line. And then the officers, medical officers, would come along and look over the situation and size up as to whether we'd done right or wrong. If whatever we'd done wrong, they informed us as to what we had done wrong.
This, over what period of time did you do this, or?
Oh, very, very. There's only on like two occasions I can ever recall having that experience, which was very, very minimum as far as any training for going overseas was concerned. Very, very poor.